Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do want to read one that just came in from Max, because we did kind of gloss over this just a few minutes ago when we were talking about taking sheets out of the dryer and putting them on your bed. And Max wrote in and said, hang on, did Katie just say that she puts wet sheets on her bed? We can't just glaze over this. You're right, Max, because yeah. I heard her say that too, and I was like, I'm going to move on because I got a joke about my wife. But you put wet sheets on your bed.
Just a little damp on the bottom, like by my feet. And again, it dries in just like an hour with the ceiling fan going and stuff. But yeah, when I wash them, I like that bottom part to be just a little wet.
That is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
I like my feet to be
wet?
A little cool. No, not wet.
But they're
wet.
Dry by damp? The time you...
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why.
That is the strangest thing ever.
It is weird.
And all I can think of is mildew and growing in there.
Again, I'm done with drying my sheets. I put them on the bed. The ceiling fan is on, so it dries it immediately. It's right over the little wet part.
I don't understand.
Oh, Katie.
Do you understand everything that I say?
I don't understand anything you
say. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, this tracks.
There's nothing good about wet sheets
in any
circumstance.
You can't knock it until you try it. You can't knock it until you try it.
I'm not going to try it.
No. Just on
Max,
your feet.
We hear you, buddy. We hear you. We don't get it either. Nobody knows what the hell
Max.
Is going on in Katie's mind. We really don't. So funny. That is so strange. All right, so just a few minutes ago, we had Leah call us off the air, and we were like, hey, you got to call us back. Hi, Leah. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you? Super dupes?
As a matter of fact,
you
Leah, we are super dupes. We really are.
You are super dupes.
Leah's a longtime listener, and you called us. What's on your mind, girlfriend?
Okay, so, you know, you guys leave a lasting impression on all of us that listen to you frequently. So
Duh.
I can't help but say that I didn't say it was a good lasting impression, Jeremy. Just kidding. But no, I read something online the other day and I thought it would be a good question to ask you or have you ask all the people out there. But if somebody was to break in to your house, what would they find underneath your bed?
Oh,
that's a funny question.
That is a
now
funny
that I'm like
question.
Instantly thinking, I've, as of right now, I think I've got a dead prostitute under there. But
Jeremy,
you're supposed to.
That's
not
new
do.
Though. That's as of last night.
Thing.
What? What? You have wet sheets. Why are you coming at me?
Way worse.
Not the same.
That's
not
funny.
The same.
So that is a funny question. If somebody were to break into your house, what is underneath your bed?
Yeah.
If they're rummaging
what would they
around
get under your bed,
that's a damn funny question.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But like, also sometimes maybe you don't want to know. But I thought it was pretty funny because some of the responses were pretty entertaining. So,
what's under your bed?
Yeah,
Leah?
Before we do ours, what's under your bed?
I have the under the bed slider storage things with a whole bunch of purses that I don't use
smart.
I don't want to get rid of.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm thinking right now, under my bed, I know I've got a fire escape ladder. Because, you know, my dad was in the fire industry for 50 years.
Prepared.
Fire chief. So I got a fire ladder. In case something goes down, I can flip it out the window and climb down the side of the house. And then, like you, I have got a slim bin that slides underneath there. And you might have heard me talking about this if you're a longtime listener. But I keep extra underpants and T-shirts and socks under my bed that have never been opened or used. It's kind of like my stash of extra underpants in case, you know, I'm like going through my underpants drawer and I'm like, these are old. I got to get rid of these. I can go over to my stash under the bed and pull out a fresh pack of undies.
You're a stockpiler of undies?
I stockpile undergarments. I do. Because sometimes, like, say you're out shopping at Kohl's or something and you wander past the clearance rack and it's like, oh, Super Mario underpants are on clearance for like $3. You know, I'll grab them. I'll be like, I'm going to need them at some point and I'll toss them under my bed.
Listen, you should tell people that's part of your go bag that goes with your fire ladder so you can have
exactly.
in case of emergency clothes.
Yeah, in case I soil myself, I'll have new Super Mario underpants.
It's so funny,
yeah.
Though, all the things you need to be prepping, you're prepping underwear.
Like, and there's socks, there's T-shirts, there's all sorts of stuff. It's whatever.
Undergarments get you going.
It's a weird comfort thing for me. I think if people open up their pantries or whatever and they got a lot of food or their medicine cabinets and they're stocked up on meds and you know, peroxide. You got a good feeling, like you're prepared. This is mine. So.
Yours is underwear.
Got a lot of underwear.
Just in case you soil yourself.
Yeah,
you've
I was
got
like, how many?
Yep,
out.
Like,
I
sure what?
Do. How often do you do
whatever?
That?
Shut up. Who's next? Katie, what do you got under your wet sheets?
I just have a broken piano table that my mom gave me, and I can't get rid of. And it's the one.
What does that mean? A piano table?
It's a table that was made out of pianos, like piano keys. Ooh. Yeah, like all of the wood is refurbished from old pianos. My mom is
like
a barber up in North Dakota, and she traded this, the old barter system, a lifetime supply of haircuts for this piano table that I got for Christmas one year. But the legs came off, like it's very unstable right now, and I don't want it to break. So it's under my bed, being kept safe for when I can actually get it fixed. Aww. But that is the
one thing
I have under my bed. Yeah.
There's no fire escape ladder, though.
No, or underwear.
All right.
Maybe a random sock, though.
I like this topic a lot.
I do, too. We have
really
a lot of texts, too.
We might
Keep
have to
coming.
Do this here in a few minutes. Josh, what's under yours?
Polar opposites. I have my old baby blanket that was, hand-stitched the day I was born.
Aww.
For me. And then I have, a weapon in case anybody wants to break into me and try me.
He's got nunchucks.
I got nunchucks. I got a baseball bat and nunchucks. Yep.
All right. That's good.
Oh, this was awesome, Leah.
Great topic. Me thinking. I kind of want to roll with this here in a few minutes. I don't know if anybody will call, though. It's a simple question. I do have a funny story, though, about when we moved, what we found under our bed, and it's one of those things that has stuck with me, and I will never get a cat again for as long as I live.
Oh my
because
God.
About 6 years ago when we moved, we lifted up that mattress, and apparently that was the cat's spot to go hack up hairballs. And we lifted that mattress up. It's not a spot that you generally are under there a lot and you clean, right? It's full of dust bunnies and hairballs. There was easily 60 piles of cat puke underneath the bed that I had no idea. It was under there. It was the most foul thing I've ever seen. And we are clean people. It's not like our house is dirty. We are clean people. But under that bed, that cat just made that carpet her biatch.
Oh, that's gnarly. That is bad.
Solidifies my reason of never having. I grew up with cats at my house, and they are weird little aliens. I love them. They're cute.
They're
but
the worst.
No. That's a big no.
It's a big
Too
no.
Much.
Cats are disgusting. Leah, thank you for this. I love this this call. I really do.
You're welcome. And that cat story, again, lasting impression.
That's
so
going
much.
To stick with you, girlfriend.
Gross.
Go live your life. Thanks for calling. All right, quick update on the things that are underneath people's beds. I love you all to pieces, but the calls were weak sauce. There was two, though, I jotted down that came in on the text line.
Okay.
Rick said, I'm a blacksmith on the side. He probably does the Renfest and stuff, right? He's like, I have about 15 swords under my bed.
Oh,
that's cool.
You know, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case. And then, this guy didn't put his name. Anyway, 695 said, I raise geckos, so I have a cricket farm under my bed. I don't think I could sleep if I had a little cricket farm underneath my bed.
There's no way. I have
had there's bugs under there.
A cricket in my apartment once, and I ripped that place apart looking for that noisy little guy. There's no way I could have a cricket farm under my bed.
Yeah, noisy little fella.
Oh, good. Drove me crazy. Tell you what. We had this one from Rachel. Can I read this one?
Yeah.
She said, I've got cans full of coins. I've been collecting coins since I was a kid, mostly pennies, but there's a few silvers in there, too. There are 9 Folgers coffee cans under my bed.
I wonder how much
that is.
She sent her address so I could rob her?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of it. It makes me feel rich, Rachel.
I want to rob her. Let's rob her now.
Yay.
Reply back and say, hey, what's your address?
What does 9 cans of pennies add up
to?
What is
that?
$4?
Yeah. All right, let's do a little Show Wants to Know. All right, if you ever have a dilemma or something on your mind that you want to sound off about, send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, all one word on both of those. And if we like it, we'll read it on the air, open up the phone lines, and you guys can sound off about this dilemma. We'll take calls, comments, texts, whatever you want. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This one's from Avery in Littleton. Avery sent us a message and said, I might have to break up with my boyfriend, Jack, over a dumb TikTok trend. For context, we've both played around with those relationship tests online. I've done the bird test and the strawberry test. Oh. All pretty harmless stuff. I don't know anything about those.
Yeah, well, the bird test, we've talked about it. Remember where she's like, I really like sparrows. And then whether or not they sound interested in
just
blaze right by it, that'll tell you whether or not they're a keeper, right?
What's the strawberry?
And then the strawberry one is if they eat a strawberry in a field, that says something about you.
That's strange.
If you ask somebody, would you eat a strawberry that you found in a field? And if they said yes, and that means you have... the cheating capabilities within you.
Because it's theft.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So that's kind of the thought process behind
now
it.
Now I'm up to speed on that.
Okay.
she says, she goes on to say, where was I? But what he did recently really pissed me off. I found out that he asked a coworker to intentionally flirt with me to see how I'd respond. So his coworker, Peter, asked me to grab drinks and was really flirty. I said no, and I immediately told Jack about it. That's when he told me it was a setup.
Oh.
It turned into a whole argument. I told him he crossed the line, and he said he just wanted reassurance that I was not going back to my old ways. Now, is that a TikTok trend where
the loyalty trends are what they're called. Okay. So you're like testing someone's loyalty.
Gotcha.
Is what it is. And yeah, it's on TikTok a lot. There's a lot of them.
Okay, so she goes on to say, full disclosure, I have cheated in a couple past relationships, not on Jack, but he knows about them. He just says this is part of why he did this, that it's always been in the back of his mind and he needed to know he could trust me. Now I'm stuck. On one hand, I feel like setting me up like that is manipulative and immature. On the other, I get that maybe he's coming from a place of insecurity in this and that he actually cares about me. But I gave him no reason to do this, she said with multiple exclamation points. We've been together for a while, and I really thought he could be the one, but now I don't know if this is a red flag. What would you guys do? Is this something that you break up over, or do you sit down and have hard conversations? She ends by saying, I love you, jerks. And then Katie will like this. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji. Avery in Littleton.
Oh.
Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
Avery,
lots of love.
Heart, hand, palm emoji right back at you.
Yeah, face palm all day long.
Shut up.
So that's a pretty solid show wants to know there.
Yeah.
Boyfriend set up a coworker to flirt with Avery just to see what she would do. Luckily, she said no, told Jack about it, and he's like, oh, that was a total setup. I saw it on TikTok. I just wanted to make sure I could trust you.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
But I don't like that.
She does say, full disclosure, I've cheated in the past.
Yeah, doesn't that give him the opportunity to do that?
Absolutely not.
Why?
If I've learned anything about being in relationships is you cannot bring stuff from past relationships into the new ones. It is not their fault. And so you have to fix yourself. And so, yeah, I just don't like that.
But how do we know that she's fixed herself? She might be a cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
She hasn't done a thing to Jack.
So she says. So she says.
But she says it to us. That's what we have to believe.
Maybe she's a cheater and a liar.
I don't know.
I kind of like it.
Do you?
I kind of like that he did this.
Would you do something like that?
Yeah, actually, I want to do it now, actually. I wish I hadn't read this on the air because I want to do this to my wife.
Are you going to have Josh flirt with
her? No, Big Rob.
Oh, God.
So what do you guys think about this? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. She's into tall guys, Katie.
Okay, I get it.
If you want to sound off about this, give us a call. What should Avery do in this situation? Should she have a talk with this guy? Should she leave him? Or should she just say, I get it. I've got a bit of a past. Got a great message that came in from heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji, Avery, heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
Love her.
She says she's got a boyfriend named Jack. They've been together for a while, but Jack went and talked to his coworker, Peter, and said, hey, Peter, go flirt with Avery and see what she does. And he asked her out for drinks and yada yada. She said no and immediately told Jack, her boyfriend, he's like, oh, that was just a setup to see if I could trust you.
Loyalty test.
Yeah, loyalty test. I guess it's on the TikTok right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's upset about it, but she does say, well, I did cheat in the past, so I kind of get it. But yet I didn't give him any reason to do this.
Yeah.
So what should she do about this situation? I definitely want to talk to Emily and Mallory here. Here's Mallory. Hi, Mallory.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. What do you think Avery should do about this situation with her boyfriend?
I think that she should dump him. Reason being is because
again, like you just said, it's kind of like a loyalty test. I think exactly what she said earlier this morning, that you have to be able to trust your partner and you can't bring past things into relationships. So if he doesn't trust her right now and he's like got to test her even more, what's the point of the relationship? Like, is he ever going to trust her? And I think that she should just dump him. That's my opinion.
Just bounce, huh? But I guess my big thing is she probably should never have told him that she cheated in the first place.
That is true. Yeah, but I think at the same time, if he can forgive her for that, maybe I just think it's very immature of him. Like, he's playing games when they should just be in a relationship and he should be able to trust her. If she has absolutely done nothing to, like, break that trust, then he should have no reason to try and test her in a relationship. That's gross. It's like playing games. That's
it is.
I love that line. It's just gross.
It is gross because, again, if you love somebody, you don't want to make them feel uncomfortable like that. And that's all I keep thinking is she must have felt so uncomfortable, one, his friend hitting on her, and two, her going to him and telling him and him saying he set it all up. Like, I just, I don't like the whole thing. It's so, ugh.
Yeah, but if you love someone, you don't
want to seem smarmy. TikTok.
Yes.
Right. Get like, off TikTok if you're in a relationship.
It's a big grow up right there. So yeah, that is a flag. You're immature. Grow up. Mallory.
Yeah, let him learn from her. That's all. Let her dump him and learn.
Yes.
There you go. Boom.
He's gonna learn today.
Girl power. Mallory, thanks for calling. You're a rock star. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you. You too. Bye guys.
Bye.
Bye, Mallory.
All right, Emily, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What do you think about Avery's situation?
You know, I kind of get where he's coming from. I have been cheated on a ton in past relationships, and if somebody had told me that they cheated in a past relationship, I'd always hesitate. It'd always make me say, you know, there's something in the back of my mind, and do I think that the test is a little messed up? Absolutely. But at the same time, at least he told her he was honest about it. He could have just been like, oh, wow, that's so messed up, and then never said anything. But he admitted it, and...
Yeah.
I can appreciate the honesty there.
I get that, too.
It
it's the whole once a cheater, always a cheater, right?
I don't know if I believe that, though. Like, I know people say that, but, like, in your 20s, I feel like you think you can get away with a lot more than you believe in your 30s. And I think people learn, and they grow, and they become better people. And I'm hoping that's what happened with Avery, is she learned from her mistake, you know?
Maybe.
Absolutely. I'm sure she definitely learned from her mistake, and that's how she feels, and she hasn't cheated on him and has given him no reason to think that. But it's hard to know for sure if somebody really has, and I don't know. I get where he's coming from. Yes, there's clearly a lot of insecurities that he needs to work through, but at the same time, if I was Avery, I would just do the same test on him.
There you go.
That's pretty funny.
There you go.
Right back at
you.
You
know, it's funny. Like, if you think about this, like, you know, he was sitting at home one day and he's like, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
Right.
Who do I need to recruit? Peter in the office is my guy.
He will do this.
You know who's really missing out in this whole situation is Peter from the office.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about Peter.
Poor Peter missed out on a date.
Yeah.
You know, and drinks. And think about it, Emily. How far would have Peter taken this? Given the chance.
I know. What if she said yes?
They get married.
What if, like, they, like, smashed?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Poor well, she's Peter's not like... faithful, dude. She's not.
What if, like, Peter's like, oh, now's my chance.
And Peter's like, he asked me to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he
this
told
is
me
for, this is your fault,
to do
bro.
This. Yeah.
This is why I slept with her. It's your fault.
You told me to.
Emily, you have permission.
Yeah. That's a big hall pass. Emily, really appreciate your call. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Right, bye. I think the it's tied, but yeah. I say he's a dork. It's a red flag.
But I think this is a younger person thing, too. I think we're going to start seeing more of these TikTok trends make their way into relationships because this is where
Absolutely.
The young generation
That's
gets
where they
all
get their information.
Their knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so, how they learn.
Yeah, go old school. Just follow them in your car.
Stalk them a little like a normal person.
Be an adult. Turn your headlights off and follow them from work one night. Duh.
That's how you do it.